Hey, hey, welcome to day two of the 9-day energy up level. Today, we're going to be diving into what you weren't taught at school or in life about energy. If you're new, hi, I'm Carol Jean Whittington. I am the Chief Energy Officer here at Whittington Wellbeing, and you're in the podcast today joining me here on Beyond Chronic Burnout. Chronic burnout is that place where we've stayed in burnout for a sustained period of time, any period over a year. And it's been something that you've been experiencing for a couple of months, a couple of years, a couple of decades, right? So we're talking things that are going on that are draining your energy and keeping you feeling exhausted and struggling. So if you're struggling to get all your ideas into a cohesive email reply, or you find yourself checking out mentally during meetings or conversations, it's going to be really hard to show up as your heart-centered best, to serve others and lead yourself, including your family, maybe even your teams, with clarity and in alignment with who you really are, your authentic self. It's so important, and I really want to reiterate this. You are the source of your energy. No one else. Now, other people can affect or impact your energy when you allow it, when it is something that you aren't being aware of or you're not aware of. I need you to understand this is so important. You are the source of your energy. You restore and nourish yourself through so many different ways, so many different avenues. I share the unveiling method as a framework to help you restore and nourish, to step into and recognize your sources of energy, because yours are going to be different from mine. Yours are going to be different from the next person. The unveiling method is just the tool that escalates your energy mastery and makes your passions and dreams the reality that you live each day. That has definitely been my experience. And it's one that I didn't even know was possible. So today we're going to be talking about different forms of energy, different types of energy, because there's so much that gets left out that we're not taught, that we're not even made aware of, you know, most of the time, because other people aren't aware of it. Each person has a unique nourishment map, and it's layered with their sensory profile blueprint. These are two elements that come together and are just one of the four foundational pillars to sustainable energy that I teach in the unveiling method. Now, hey, the key here in the component that I want you to recognize is sustainable energy. Hey, my book is entitled The Sustainable, you know, the book for helping you achieve sustainable energy. So the title of the book is Unleashing Sustainable Energy. And yeah, I kind of stumbled over that. If you haven't noticed, my voice is a little deeper, maybe a little scratchier. I have been fighting off a cold for the last 4 weeks that I got over the holidays. That was sort of the Merry Christmas gift that I was not necessarily looking for under the tree this year. But today we're going to talk about what energy is that no one tells us. So let's kind of get into this. And remember, we're doing 20 minutes or less, guys. So let's just get in. One of the biggest burnout tips you hear and read about is getting 8 hours of good quality sleep. However, and I always laugh at this, however, no one is talking about why we aren't sleeping well beyond like suggested sleep hygiene tips, sleep tracking, taking supplements, you know, less screen time and laying off the caffeine. During sleep, our brains don't turn off or slow down. A lot of us believe, you know, hey, our brain gets quiet, it slows down, it's got time to recharge. No, it doesn't. Your brain doesn't need that. What it needs is to do the things that it does during sleep. Your brain is performing critical operations during sleep, such as storing memories into long-term storage. All right, and here's the thing. Burnout disrupts sleep. It disrupts sleep for a lot of reasons. And there are a few key underlying elements to good sleep beyond hygiene and caffeine. Hey, I like that. It rhymes, right? Especially when you're trying to get out of burnout. So before we get into some of the nitty-gritty elements of energy today, I want to share something fun. So do you guys, I told you yesterday, I'd share a Mad Lib with you today. Do you guys remember this? Did you ever play this growing up? So I remember doing Mad Libs at school. We had a teacher, like when we were learning the parts of speech in English, this really helped me. It made sense to me. It was fun. I still struggled with it because I don't know, my brain had a hard time with adverbs and adjectives and remembering what each thing was supposed to be till somebody graphed it for me. And when I could see like the structure and somebody did a graph, I was like, holy cow, okay, this makes sense. But I love Mad Libs because I saw a book not long ago and I grabbed it and I thought, oh, this will be fun to do. Josh and I can do this together. And so we were laying in bed the other night and I grabbed the Mad Libs and I was like, hey, you want to do this with me? He said, sure. So here's just a really short one. Some of them are kind of long, but here's a fun one. The title is Going to Town Music. So Josh gave me an adjective, noun, a number, a verb ending in ing, another adjective, and two more nouns. And this is kind of what the story came out. So here's some fun. Tonight marks the giant debut of the All Horse Choir, 1,529 great humping voices. This thin ensemble will present fat renditions of such low children's songs as Twinkle Twinkle Little Outside and Old MacDonald Had a Door. They're so silly. They're so goofy. Sometimes, you know, like when we were at slumber parties, we would of course get really dirty, like for sixth graders. So we'd say like boobs and butt and things like that for nouns. But they're fine. They're hilarious. And I hope that kind of gave you a chuckle. And sometimes they don't make a lot of sense and they're goofy, but hey, they're fun. So, you know, play is one of the things that's one of my words this year, play. And that was sort of the fun and playful. Where can you find some fun and playful in your life? And hey, they even have an app for Mad Libs now. So go grab it and go play with somebody. It'll be fun. You can even kind of like do it over text with somebody. Huh, I never thought of that. There we go. Hey, that's fun. Okay, so I want to talk about different types of energy. And when I'm talking about different types of energy, I want to talk about the quality of the energy that we receive. So from a basic sort of definition standpoint, you know, we're taught this in science and in chemistry and organic chemistry, we're always looking at, you know, the energy, the heat, right? Energy is not created and energy is not destroyed. Think about that for a minute. Energy is not created and energy is not destroyed. You cannot create energy. You cannot destroy energy. When we're talking about burnout, we're always in this mindset of like, I'm giving all of this energy. I'm expending all of this energy. So somehow it's like, I'm destroying my energy. I'm giving it away. I'm losing it. People are draining it, right? Energy flows. But it's not destroyed, because sometimes I think we believe that when energy's gone, that it's not going to come back unless we work really hard to get it to come back to us. Energy is not created. We cannot create energy. We cannot manifest and create energy into being. Energy already is. Energy is not finite. And this is one of the biggest barriers, one of the biggest things that really, I had a hard time wrapping my head around this for a little bit. And you may be in that same place today. And hey, just hang with me, because as we go through each of these layers in the next couple of days together in this 9-day energy up level, I'm going to go into these. We're going to go a little deeper. You know, we're just going to today and then and tomorrow, we're really just going to touch on the different elements and aspects of energy. And then we're going to start getting in a little more into the nitty gritty details of that. So if energy is not created, if you can't make it and you can't destroy it, then heck the heck Are you in burnout feeling like you have no energy? And where the heck do you bring it in? This is where I learned about I am an energy master. Now, when I say energy master, I don't mean that I have it all figured out. What I mean is I have learned and I am learning and I am open to always learning more about energy for me. Because energy for me is going to feel different than it may be feeling for you right now and how you experience it. One of the things that I've recognized and that's been really interesting is energy has a feel to it. We feel it. You know, those internal warning signs, you know, that top 20 list that I have around those internal warning signs of burnout, like how you are feeling and experiencing not having the right energy in your life. So when we are mastering energy, what we're doing and what I'm saying is we are, as individuals, aware and becoming more aware of the types of energy and the sources of energy that serve us best. And we have to look at the flow of energy, because if energy is infinite, if it is not created or destroyed, it is always available to us. Everything is energy. From the things that are static, you know, and what seem like hard metal cup, that hard metal cup contains energy. It contains potential energy. It contains energy in a state that is very, very slow. Energy can move very fast. Energy can move very slow. It has a speed. It has a frequency. Because if energy is heat, heat is generated, right? When there's lots of active energy. Think about when water boils. That is energy. That is energy that is very activated. So we got to think about the different qualities of energy. So let's just go real basic here for a minute. Let's talk about how our bodies use energy. So there's sugar or glucose, and there's fat. Now, this was kind of the beginning of my journey of energy when I recognized and started to really tap into the quality of how energy felt when I was using different forms of energy in my body. So I got really addicted to sugar. I was going through a really horrific burnout, and my emotions were very dysregulated. So for me, I was trying to soothe and calm myself through food, mainly sweet things. And what had happened is I was drinking coffee, I was doing caffeine, even though I have postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, POTS, and I shouldn't be drinking coffee with all the caffeine, and I knew that, but I was so tired, and I had such horrible brain fog, and I was just trying to make myself get through the day, right, so I could do the things I needed to do, like laundry, and take my kids to school, and make sure there was food on the table, and clean clothes, and all that kind of stuff, and that was really hard. And I was using a lot of glucose, so there was a lot of peaks and valleys. I was crashing really hard. I would get headaches. And then I was amping up, you know, kind of like that boiling water. I was amping up and the water was boiling. The energy was boiling. And I had it for just a little bit. And then it was cooling off, right? Like that water in the tea kettle, it cools off. So then it's not active and boiling, right? Energy moves in that way. I was studying and reading on different forms of energy in the body around food. And this was a book on ketosis. It was written by a guy I believe he's in the Ukraine, and he was an engineer, and it was very interesting. I can't remember where I found it. It was definitely on Kindle. And what he was talking about was how, you know, those peaks and valleys of sugar, glucose versus fat. And when you are burning fat for fuel in your body versus glucose, it is more stable, it's more consistent, it's more predictable, and it has a longer lifespan than the sugar energy. And when I started to think about that, I'm like, holy cow, that's big, right? Have you thought about energy in that way? About the quality of the energy, the time span of the energy, right? These are all elements and factors of energy. There's fast versus slow and sustained. You know, we can get this big burst. And how those different frequencies, right? Those vibrations, those speeds, those qualities of energy impact our brain clarity. They impact our emotional regulation. One of the things that's another element in our energy is something called the cortisol curve. So you guys have probably heard about cortisol. It's like the quote unquote stress hormone. It kind of gets this bad rap. Excuse me. It gets this bad rap as sort of being that stress hormone. Like that, it has this sort of negative thing too. Like, oh, you got to lower your cortisol levels. If you're under stress all the time, your cortisol is really high. Well, yeah, that's true. The cortisol also is a gift. In the morning, naturally, our cortisol is supposed to be at its highest peak when we first wake up. And there's a reason for that. The cortisol is producing a high frequency speed energy that gives us clarity, that gives us that, I'm alert, I'm awake. And when your sleep is thrown off, or when other things have changed, that cortisol curve can change and it can get totally dysregulated and thrown off. So your cortisol curve may not be very high in the morning. And for a lot of folks, you know, co-occurring health conditions, different type neurotypes, your cortisol can naturally be a little different. So to be aware of that is really important. We got to talk about sometimes the way to help reset, and the only way that that researchers so far have found to reset your cortisol curve is through a carbohydrate-based diet. So if we're looking at, hey, we want to try and bring in more sustainable long energy, you know, through fats and things like that, you can have those carbohydrates, but do them later in the day. We got to start looking at your natural rhythms, your peak performance times, you know, how, like this time of year, we have less natural light. And for a lot of folks, this creates, you know, feelings of depression and sadness. You know, our bodies require natural light. Some of our earlier, you know, colonial days kind of ancestors, you know, back before electricity, they used beeswax candles. So here's something interesting I learned recently. Beeswax candles produce the closest natural light equivalent to sunlight. So, hey, maybe run out and invest and get yourself a couple of nice beeswax candles. Energy in our nervous systems, you know, how we feel energy in our nervous system, when we're anxious, when we're stressed, you know, what is the speed of the energy? Pay attention to that. One of the most powerful ways that we can help regulate the energy in our nervous system is through our breath. Our emotions can impact our nervous system directly. You know, when we talk about all of our sensory system and how all this layers in, our emotions are showing up in our nervous system. Our breath is one of the most easy, quick ways to impact that. But here's something I really want to share as I wrap up. Our emotions are a choice. Our emotions have energy. They have a frequency. They have a vibrational set to them. This is showing up in research. This isn't something like a woo-woo kind of, you know, ooh, you know, oh, I'm going to, you know, meditate and all this kind of stuff. Then that's great. We're going to talk about some of that too. But our emotions are a choice. In all things, we have the power to choose. One of my biggest shifts was when I decided and I made an intention to choose to be joyful. I'll see you tomorrow, guys. 20 minutes or less. Hey, we're right under the number. It's 19:35 right now as I look at the time. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm so, so very thankful and grateful that you're here today. I'm really glad to be able to share what I've learned with you over the last 4 years of what restoration is really looking like and showing up for me and how I got here. And these are just some of the beginning places. Take care, guys.